Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 19th, 2014 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. Seven storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, These Dreams. This week's story comes to us from Shelby Humphreys and is titled, Feeling Comfortable in My Skin. Shelby writes about weight loss at her website, 100poundsinoneyear.net. That's 100 the number, pounds in one the number, year.net. Thank you for listening.
Growing up in Lolo, just a little bit south of here, we had a tall glass jar in our living room. At the end of every day, my mom and dad would toss their leftover change from their pockets into this jar. The promise was, if those coins could reach to the top of the jar, that would be our gas money to take me and my brother to Disneyland. I tell you this, not to tell you about Disneyland, but to tell you about the Disneyland gift shop. Because I was about 10 years old, hit puberty pretty early, and that's about the time me and my body stopped becoming best friends. At that gift shop, no Mickey Mouse ears. Minnie Mouse polka dot, no. I wanted this record album, Exercise with the Jungle Book. Yeah. Well, it makes sense. You look at Baloo on the cover, he's got a little junk in the trunk, right? Cross-dressing Monkey King, he knows a little about something feeling weird, right? I figured this screws for me, so I grabbed that album, went to my Aunt Patsy's where we were staying. She had this big wooden parquet floor, put that needle on the record, and started doing my Jane Fondas. Ooh, 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 wanna be like you, ooh, ooh. I was feeling pretty good. When we got back home from Disneyland, I started realizing this dream of wanting to be comfortable in my own skin. And I've been chasing that dream ever since. It's been kind of a love-hate pursuit, honestly. A roller coaster ride of hope and thrill and then disappointment. So I'm going to share with you a few stories of those roller coaster rides. The first way I started to try and feel comfortable in my skin was about, you know, that summer after Disneyland. Mom and Dad would always take us up every year to go huckleberry picking in the mountains. Or getting wood for winter. You know, that's a lot of opportunities while mom and dad are busy for a 10-year-old girl to be really bored. So I started experimenting with my budding sexuality. The thing about mountain roads, especially logging truck roads, is they twist and turn. And while that logging truck is coming down with the Jake brakes, you can hear it coming above you as it's zigzagging down the mountain. And so I was always waiting for that, right? When the Jake brakes are coming down above me, and I'm like, he's coming around the corner. I wait for it. Here he's coming. The gears are grinding down, and woo! I'd flash the truckers. That's great. Well, it was a surprise. I'm not sure what the truckers thought, but I loved the thrill. And I confess, I have a special place in my heart for public nudity. I do. I still go skinny dipping with my husband, Frank. In fact, 2 summers ago, we were on the Blackfoot. You know, it was late August, early September. Everyone's busy getting ready to be responsible. We're not thinking anyone's being on the river at 9 o'clock at night. So we head for the Blackfoot. We strip down, build a fire, nice and cozy. The sun's coming down beyond the canyon there. Dipping our toes and whatever else parts we got in the water. And, you know, there's a bend in the river to our right. Here comes some tubers. It's almost dark. It's a flotilla of tubers. There was no time. There was no time. I hopped on a boulder, crossed my legs, crossed my arms in front of my chest, and just kind of got ready to go, hi. Now, Frank, though, he also knew there was no time. He went for the full-on Aboriginal squat. They passed by us in total silence. Except for Frank, who was going... It was our own National Geographic moment. So I love telling stories like that. But I hate... It just seems a little desperate, the whole public nudity thing. And it still doesn't change my body. I'm still window shopping in the mall, checking those sidelong glances in the reflection in the mall windows and kind of going, before, after, before. After, I needed something else. So I switched up my plan. My second try was to count calories. No, stock my calories. That's what I decided to do. My favorite movie moment, one of my favorites, is from the movie What Women Want, when Mel Gibson receives on high the power to finally hear what women are thinking. And... there's this one scene where he's downtown, and here comes this woman about 50 feet away. She's dressed in her tailored suit, her pencil skirt, her high heels. She's just clicking it along, 50 feet from him, coming closer, and he's thinking, oh, I'm going to get to hear what the corporate American woman is thinking. She clicks on by him, and he hears, yogurt, 115, bee pollen, 20, Coke, no, Diet Coke, zero. Yeah, she's counting her calories. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we are all the same. In fact, I bet you every woman in this room that has a drink in front of her right now, you know the number of calories in that drink. Ma'am, you got a really pretty drink right there. Kind of a martini looking thing. Is that sweet or savory? Sweet? Oh boy, you added another 50 calories right there. You're looking at about 120, 125. Hope you parked in the parking garage tonight. In any case, I love the control that counting calories gives you. It's like a spreadsheet for life. It's beautiful. But I hate the inevitable binge that always happens for me. Because when I tourniquet my appetite like that, it all just kind of eventually spills out the sides. Like my muffin top when my jeans are too tight. And... it's a horrible feeling. I always end up with this thought, like, am I really the kind of person that chooses to feel like this? So I switched it up again. Forget the food, forget the body. Let's go for personal accomplishment. Kind of like skinny dipping, but less embarrassing for the witnesses. So things I love is like this right now. I love talking to you guys. I can sort of see your faces. And the energy in the room, listening to Beth, it's wonderful. But I hate, I really hate what I know is going to happen tomorrow. Or maybe even tonight. I call it the performance hangover. I'm not talking my tequila and soda over there on the table. I mean that day after letdown, when it feels like purpose has just gone and aborted my soul. I guarantee you, I'm going to have to think of thoughts tomorrow. Like, that wasn't what I thought it would be. Oh, God, I hope I didn't look fat on stage. Or, well, what do I do with my life now? You know, well, I did ask some professional friends of mine who often get this performance hangover. I said, you know, but how do you handle it? And someone quoted Joni Mitchell to me. Evidently, Joni Mitchell's too busy thinking about her next project to even think about what she's thinking about. And I'm like, good for Joni Mitchell. She was too busy, but you know, I realized a few years ago, I have never taken the time to really objectively look at my body. And I ran across a picture of myself when I was 10 years old about that Disneyland time. I was not fat. I was kind of cute. I wasn't real thin, but I was kind of cute. And that got me to thinking, maybe it's going on in here and not so much here. So that's when I started something radical. It was the one thing I had never tried and everything I've always resisted. That's stopping. And I don't mean like stop talking right now. I mean stopping inside. Stopping the trying. Stopping the wanting to be different. I put myself through bed rest, actually. It was about 2 months long. I didn't know how long it would be, but it was a good time in life to do this. The kids were all grown up and out of the house. I have a husband who loves to cook. And I bought enough pairs of underwear to last me a week. So I was good to go. I would lay there in bed and not do a single thing. I'd argue with myself a lot. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. You're not being responsible enough. But it always came down to, no, this is where it stops. This is where I'm resting. And that lasted for about 2 months until one day I had this experience in the bed. And the room just seemed to, it was like a waking dream where the room filled with light. And I felt like there were tons of souls all around me. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I was of great value, even if I never did another single thing. It was at that level, like I can look around this room at each one of you and know the same is true for every one of you. And that kind of energy, that just gets you out of bed. And I sparked a journey. I lost almost 100 pounds. Shake it up. Yeah. So I'll finish today by explaining that I am still having fun looking for ways to have my outside match my inside. I know a lot of people like to say beauty is only skin deep, but it's been more complicated than that for me, honestly. I prefer this Italian phrase. Let's see if I can say it right. Ci sento sulla mia pelle. Do I get a drink for that? No. Ci sento sulla mia pelle. It means I feel that on my skin. Meaning it starts in my core and it radiates out through every fiber in my being and seeps through the pores until I can feel it on my skin. And that's how I feel right now. Thank you. I feel comfortable, even on my skin. Thanks.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and live storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel. Custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com, and thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers. Beth Jaffe, Shelby Humphreys, Pat Williams, Ethan Siegel, Blake Nicolazzo, Jack Rowan, and Karen McNenny. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and learn about the themes for 2015. TellUsSomething.org. Thank you for listening. Have a great one.